At the very first football practice of my sophomore year, my cousin Ed Terhar stepped on my ankle and I broke it. And using the way doctors did at the time, they put a cast on my right leg that went from the bottom of my foot to the middle of my calf. And for the first time in my life, at 15 years old, I understood what it meant not to be able to do physically all the things that I liked to do, all the things that I was supposed to do, all the things that I was doing in my life. Growing up on a farm, almost every car, truck, pickup, anything that we drove was a stick shift. And if you know what stick shifts are, you understand that one leg doesn't work. And because it was right during the harvest season where I was driving truck, I had to suffer the indignity of teaching my sister how to do the job that I was supposed to do. And I found out also that all the chores that I was normally doing, whether it was milking the cows, taking care of the chickens, feeding the pigs, whatever the work was on the farm, all of a sudden I had to do it differently because I was on crutches. And even when school began, our two-story school, I found out how difficult it was to get my books out of my locker on the bottom floor and go to a class on the top floor, trying to carry books while you're on crutches, while hundreds of other students are jostling and trying to do the same thing. But I do remember the day that I had my cast off, the day the doctor took the little saw and started cutting it and snipping it off, and the feeling of liberation that I had. Now, I had a time of healing because my leg was weaker now because it had been immobilized for 6 weeks. But it was that liberation of now being once more able to do what God desires me to do, to be able to do the things that I would normally do. And so when we hear the story today about Jesus healing the man who is deaf and unable to speak, we look not so much at what the physical thing does, because the physical healing is really important, but it's a reminder of the liberation to live life fully that Jesus gives to us by his presence, by his healing. Not just the physical healings, but the healing of our heart, the healing of our soul. How we are called to be liberated from sin and death and given new life in the baptism in the holy goodness of God. Because it is in recognizing that, that the man then goes out and does nothing remarkable. But everybody looking at him, who has known him, says something is different about him. And as soon as he says, oh, what do you think is different about me? They're going like, oh, he can hear and speak. So it's almost impossible. In fact, it would be impossible for him to hide what Jesus did. And so the question becomes for us, if in our baptism, in our sacrament of marriage, in receiving the Eucharist, in going to confession, if we have received the healing power of Jesus, where he has liberated us from sin and death, do people look at us and say to us, what is different about you? How are you living your life differently that other people see the love of God, the joy of God, the blessing of God, the abundance of God, the generosity of God shining through our very lives? How do people see that in us? And if they don't, well, that's a whole other problem we have to work on. A whole other way that we must once again recognize God's blessings. Because in the first reading today, if you listen to the prophet Isaiah, He's reminding us, do not be afraid to live in the fullness of God's love. Yes, there are going to be problems. There might even be persecutions. There might even be people who hate you because of Jesus Christ. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to show forth the love of God, because God is with us. Jesus says, if God is with us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? How can we live our lives to show fully God's love? And I think one of the first steps for me, and I often ask people this, especially the young people in our community, what was the best part of your day today? Where did God bless you today? Where did you see the presence of God in your life today? And if you haven't already answered that question in your mind, if you're still thinking about it, if you still haven't answered that question in your mind, and you're still thinking about it, and if you're still thinking about it, then there's something that needs to change within our lives. Because if we're truly not seeing where God is present in our lives daily, how he shares his blessings with us, how he pours his love into our lives, even amidst the tragedies, the hurts, the sorrows, the pains of life, then how are we able to share that with others if we can't even recognize it in our own lives? And believe me, I'm as big a fault as anyone else. It's much easier for me to tell you the 10 things that went wrong today. They come quickly to my mind than to share the 10 blessings. I have to practice it daily in my life, recognizing blessings, giving thanks to God for the blessings, talking about the blessings with others around me. Because if I don't do that, if I don't share them, then they begin to fade very quickly because sin takes over. And maybe that's a challenge that we could all take up during this time and during the rest of our lives, is to begin to purposely search for and recognize and share what God gives to us, that liberation from sin and death that is called to shine forth to all the world. But we must practice gratitude. We must practice forgiveness. We must practice those things that bring us closer to God and make us part of a greater community where we share our faith in the holiness of God's love. Because that liberation ultimately is our faith. That is what Jesus has promised to us, that he has conquered sin and death, so that we might live with him forever. So if you still can't think of a blessing today, I encourage you throughout the rest of Mass to continue to pray on it. It could be something very small, or it could be something grand. But just remind ourselves always that when we discover God's blessing, give thanks for God's blessing, and share God's blessing, that truly brings about the kingdom of God here and now, where we're able to share God's love, share God's presence, and share God's peace with all and with everyone.